Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world, because there are many toxic chemicals around, and they're all over the place. They're in the consumer products that we use, in the water we drink, in our homes, in our bodies, and today we're going to be talking about that they're in our toys and what we can do instead. And especially today, we're going to be talking about not just finding non-toxic toys, but we're going to be talking about a different way to play altogether. It's Tuesday, December 10th, 2013. The sun is shining here in Clearwater, Florida. And my guest today is Sarah Baldwin. She's the owner of Bella Luna Toys. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Deborah. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. Well, the title I put on this show today is A Different Way to Play, Natural Toys Inspired by Waldorf Education. And at Bella Luna Toys, you sell natural, wooden, and eco-friendly toys inspired by Waldorf Education. So first, why don't you tell us, what is Waldorf Education? I know what it is, but I know a lot of people don't.
Well, Waldorf Education is an educational movement that actually started in the 1920s in Germany, has been in the U.S. for many years, but in recent, I'd say in the last 10 to 20 years, has really exploded in popularity around the world. There are now over 100 Waldorf schools in the U.S. and hundreds worldwide. It's growing in China and really exploding around the world. And Waldorf has always put an emphasis on natural childhood, natural play, the importance of play, the importance of imagination for young children. And I think the reason it's really exploding in popularity is because more and more research and studies on the brain and studies on child development are showing how important imaginative play is in early childhood. And we believe this is the key to creative thinking later in life, when children are allowed to play freely out of their own imaginations in their early years. They go on to imagine the future and the future creators, not just consumers. But
yes.
Imagination is so important, and healthy toys are so important.
Part of that imagination, playing with those imagination. So before we get into talking more about that, tell me your story. How did you become interested, and why is this important to you?
Well, I discovered Waldorf Education soon after my first child was born, and that was over 20 years ago. And prior to that, I had been an actress, and but always interested in education, and always thought about teaching. And after I became a mother, my priorities in life really began to change. And I became more and more interested in children and education. And I really wasn't sure what I wanted to teach, and I wasn't too inspired by any of the programs I was looking at for teacher education. And while my son was still a baby, I learned about Waldorf Education and visited a Waldorf school. I stepped into a kindergarten, and I just had this moment, it's hard to describe, where I just saw this beautiful environment, wooden toys and silk curtains, and it just seemed so calm and nurturing. The children had been baking bread, and I smelled that bread, and outside there was a garden, and the children seemed so healthy and imaginative in their play, and there were little slippers all lined up in the room. And I had this moment where I felt so excited. I thought, this is the right environment for children. And then I had a moment later, I thought, oh, but wait, I was visiting at that point thinking about my son, and I want to come here every day too. And at that kindergarten interview, I asked the teacher about teacher training options. And found out, I was living in Los Angeles at the time, found out there was a part-time training right in Los Angeles that I could do as a young mother. And so before my kids ever got to a Waldorf school, I enrolled in the teacher training and really changed my life and my family's life in profound ways. And so anyway, fast forward, I completed the training. I taught early childhood classes in a Waldorf school, later moved to Maine, where I live now, taught at the Ashwood Waldorf School in Rockport, Maine for about 10 years. I taught everything from parent-child classes from children as young as 2, and later nursery and kindergarten classes for 4, 5, and 6-year-olds. And then about 5 years ago, I was, after teaching for quite a number of years, I was feeling ready to make another change, but I wasn't sure what I would do next. My children were older, were teenagers by this time, and our school enrollment had dropped, they needed to drop one teacher, and I was ready for a change, so I kind of volunteered to step back. And almost as soon as I made that decision, I found out that Bella Luna Toys, which was a website selling Waldorf toys, or the kinds of toys we use in Waldorf education, was for sale. And even though I had no experience at the time in business or in retail, it really appealed to me because I really know these toys and I love these toys.
Yes.
And I was really excited about introducing them to a whole new generation of young parents, and to not only have a website to sell stuff, but to use it to share my knowledge, my love of these toys, to promote the importance of play and imagination for young children, and to support parents. So I took a plunge, and I bought the website, and we're in the midst of our 5th holiday season. It's grown considerably, and I now have a blog and a video series where I share my passion for not only for the toys but for Waldorf education.
We just have a couple minutes before we need to go to the breaks, but I want to ask you a question, and let's start talking about this, even though I may need to interrupt you. Give us an idea. First, I want to say I understand that moment when you walked into the room at the Waldorf School, because I have had similar experiences, not only walking in the room, but also even just seeing a flyer or a picture that was painted by a Waldorf child, and seeing the beauty in it and the naturalness, and that it has a whole different feel, which is something that I identified with right away. So I totally, totally understand. When I was a child, I don't think we even had Waldorf school here, or at least my parents didn't know anything about it, or they probably would have sent me to Waldorf school. But it's just something that I think is a very wonderful thing, and I'm very happy that people like you are doing it. Could you just start to describe, before I interrupt you, just start to describe what's the difference between Waldorf play and children playing with ordinary, regular toys that you would buy in a toy store?
Well, for one thing, Waldorf toys are almost always made out of natural materials, wood, cotton, wool, silk. So not only are these healthy and safe materials for children, but they also nourish a child's senses. And Rudolf Steiner, who's the founder of Waldorf education, talked about the importance of, you know, a young child, a baby, is learning all about the world through his or her senses. And so to nurture those senses with things that feel good.
And feel natural to your body and connect you with the natural world. We need to go to break, but we'll be right back. I'm Deborah Lynn Gatt. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. And my guest today is Sarah Baldwin, owner of Bella Luna Toys. And that's bellalunatoys.com, right?
Yeah,
I don't have
that's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I have it right here. Okay, bellalunatoys.com. And we'll be right back to talk more about natural play. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Sarah Baldwin, owner of Bella Luna Toys, a leading website offering families natural, wooden, and eco-friendly toys inspired by Waldorf education. And she's at bellalunatoys.com. So, Sarah, before the break, we were talking about what's different about Waldorf education, and you were telling us about how the natural materials, in addition to being safe and non-toxic for children, also nourish their senses.
Yes. And another thing that differentiates Waldorf toys from more mainstream toys is we look for toys that are unformed, not too formed. So for instance, a great toy is natural blocks made out of tree branches that have just been sawed up. So they're organic forms. They're not fixed and hard. They're not rigid shapes. So it really allows a child's imagination to go all kinds of places. Little discs of sawed wood could be plates, or they could be money, or they could just be any number of things. Great toys that were in my classroom were things just found in nature, a basket of pine cones, a basket of shells, a basket of smooth river stones. And then the kinds of toys that we would introduce would be handmade dolls from natural fibers, cotton skin, stuffed with wool, and yarn for hair, mohair. And these dolls have intentionally very simple faces. This is a hallmark of a Waldorf doll. Sometimes there's no face at all, but most dolls will have just two dots for an eye and a little dot for a mouth. And this way, a child can really use her imagination to imagine this doll is happy or sad or crying or sleeping, unlike a hard, rigid, molded plastic doll with a fixed smile on its face, you know, that's always wide awake and happy. So we're looking for unformed toys that are open-ended, can be used in any number of ways, not just played with one way, can become any number of things to really enliven a child's imagination.
I just think that's so beautiful. I just love everything that you're saying. I love everything that this is all about, because it really, as you said earlier, it encourages the child to use their imagination, which then becomes an excellent tool later in life to be able to imagine what they want to create in the world and then go create it, because they're already accustomed to doing that. It's just
exactly
so great.
Exactly.
It's just so great. So in contrast, can you give us some information about regular toys, what kind of toxic chemicals might be used in those toys that are not used in your Waldorf toys?
Well, I think everyone is you know, aware of the high number of toys that have been found to have lead in them.
Yes.
A lot of toys mass-produced in China, even when, you know, lead has been, you know, is illegal. You know, they've tested toys and still found unacceptably high levels of lead. And BPA, bisphenol A, which has been found in baby bottles and you know, and other children's toys that are known to be hormone disruptors. And again, even in spite of more stringent safety laws for toys in the U.S., recently they just did random testing, and I believe they found toys imported from China that had 400 times the legal limit of BPAs. So at Bella Luna Toys, we carry nothing plastic. So that can reassure parents. And we do have some toys with stains and paints, but I am very careful to source our toys and make sure that the companies whose toys we sell take these safety standards very highly. They're all third-party tested and use eco-friendly stains. And on our website, every toy we sell, we list the country of origin and the materials used in its manufacture. And that's something for parents should be aware of, whatever kind of toys they shop for, wherever they shop, because there are just too many toys being produced with harmful chemicals that very young children should not be exposed to.
And often those toys don't tell you anything about what the materials are. I'm looking at your website right now. I'm looking at the page of colored wooden Waldorf building blocks. And it says, let's see, these blocks offer colors, textures, and organic shapes that will enliven children's imagination, da-da-da-da. Handcrafted in Europe of sustainable alder wood, the blocks are dyed using non-toxic water-based stains and food-grade vegetable oil, no paint or lacquer. So that gives you, and it says that they're made in the European Union, so that gives the shoppers, the parents, an idea of what's there. And I really appreciate that you're describing them so well, because we need to be able to have the information about what all these products, toys or whatever, are made from in order to make these decisions.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And true also if a child has allergies. And sometimes, you know, some of our non-toxic stains might have almond oil in it. It's all, you know, if your child has an allergy to, it's especially important, even though that might be non-toxic for most of us. Children with sensitivities or allergies, parents need to be really vigilant about what toys have been finished with. And for that reason, we also sell quite a large number of unfinished wooden toys, just raw wood.
I like the unfinished ones because they're even a little more abstract.
Yes, yes, indeed.
I remember some years ago when I first started discovering these toys, my husband and I bought different toys just, you know, because we wanted to have the shapes of different things. At that time, he was trading futures for pork bellies, and I bought him a little pig.
Oh.
And I just thought he just loved it because he loves anything that's wood, you know, even though he's not a child. He still appreciates the smell and the touch and the feel of wood. We need to go to break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Sarah Baldwin from Bella Luna Toys. And we're talking about natural toys and natural play. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and today we're talking about natural toys and natural play with Sarah Baldwin from Bella Luna Toys. And she's at BellaLunaToys.com, and I'm sure she would be happy to fill your order for any Christmas gifts or holiday gifts, whatever holiday you celebrate. These would be wonderful gifts. I was looking at your site. I've looked at it before, but during the break, I was just looking at your site again. And there's so many different and interesting things that I'd just like us to go through and talk about how some of these different toys, how children play with them and how they give children a different look at the world. And the page I'm on right now is about children's books. And I'm noticing that they revolve around the seasons. Like I'm looking at the page for spring right now, and it says that the book talks about children engaged in springtime activities like playing with newborn lambs, planting a garden, decorating Easter eggs, watching baby birds and things like that. And that's so different than many of the children's books that are sold otherwise.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. The series you're looking at is a set of four board books for toddlers. And as I was talking before about the simplicity of the toys, there is simplicity in these books, too. They have no words. And like a Waldorf doll has no face. A child and parent can look together at these pictures of children doing seasonal things, as you said, like dyeing Easter eggs in spring or walking through a mud puddle
or
jumping in leaves in the autumn book. And so this will help children with their own language develop. As a toddler is developing his or her vocabulary, they can make up the words and make up their own stories as they go through these books. So those are,
and the stories could be different every time they're told. Whether
exactly.
Whether the parent is telling the story or the child is making up the story, again, it's use of imagination, and that they can see different things in the pictures. And it's just another way I see of connecting the child and the parents too to the natural world as the basis of life, rather than having the industrial world be the basis of life, as is in our industrial consumer society. This takes you into that bigger world, whether it's a toy or a book. That's the whole basis of this.
Exactly. And storytelling is such a big part of Waldorf education. It goes throughout all the grades, starting in early childhood in the nursery and kindergarten, and going through 8 grades or even high school. Some Waldorf schools go up through 12th grade. And in the early years, we tell stories by heart. We don't use a lot of picture books in the kindergarten. The teacher, we tell a lot of fairy tales, and the teacher tells them by heart and repeats them over and over again. Sometimes we'll tell the same story every day for a week until it really becomes a part of the child, and those children then start telling the story themselves, and you hear it in their play. It's a very different thing, telling a story by heart than reading it,
yes, it is.
From a
it
book.
Is.
And for parents to make up stories with their children is the best gift of all. A lot of parents think, oh, I can't do that. I can't think of anything. Well, it's so easy, really, once you start. Children love to hear stories about when I was a little girl or when Daddy was a little boy and I did this. A great thing to do at bedtime is to review the day with a child, and you could make a story up about a little squirrel or a mouse who did all the same things your child did that day.
Speaking of stories, I just want to also mention, I was looking at, I'm trying to find it here now. There's a page where there was a birthday, what's it called? The birthday ring with the, little animals and things on it. But one of the things, here it is, Waldorf birthday. It's over on the menu on the left. Click on Waldorf birthday when you go to the site, and you'll see it. And at the bottom, there's a lovely, if you click on Waldorf birthday ring set, it explains how to use this product and what it's made from and everything. And at the bottom, part of the instructions was to tell the child's birthday story. Do you want to talk about the child's birthday story? I think this is great.
Yeah, well, the birthday ring comes out of a European tradition. It's a round wooden ring candle holder. And so you can put one candle in there for each year, whatever, you know, if it's for a 3-year-old, you'd put in 3 candles, a 4-year-old, 4 candles. And then the other holes, we have little decorations that can take up the space in the other holes, little wooden painted decorations, a flower, a snail, a tree, very festive, very pretty. And so when we celebrated birthdays in my classroom, you know, and most Waldorf teachers will do this. Birthdays are a big celebration for each child in our classes. And you tell the story. Well, when Mary was born, it was a cold, wintry day, her grandmother and grandfather were there waiting for her, waiting for the new baby to be born, and whatever the circumstances of the birth are. And then during that first year, she learned to do many, many things. She learned to walk and to talk and to crawl. And she, before she was 1 year old, she said her first word, which was dada. And then it was a full trip around the sun, and Mary had her first birthday, and then she was 1 year old. And he light the first candle. And then when Mary was 1 year old, she learned to do many more things. She learned to walk and then to run, and that was the year that her aunt and uncle came to visit from Michigan, and they all went to the mountains and et cetera. And then she was 2 years old, and you light the second candle. And when she was two, whatever milestones happened that year. And
I just think this is just so, it's such a wonderful tradition, and I had never even heard of this before until I was looking at your website. And it's meaningful to me because just recently I made a page for every year of my life, and I started trying to remember what happened in each year of my life. I was going back and I was looking at, you know, journals and my check register and things like that, because I was forgetting, you know, when did I take that trip to Europe, and when, what year did I get married, and, you know, things like this, you know. And it's like I wanted to, in retrospect, have this whole book of the milestones of my life so that I could just go back and look at it. And I didn't have it. And how wonderful to begin that for a child right at birth. We need to go to break again, but we'll be right back. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and we're talking with Sarah Baldwin about natural toys and natural play. She's the owner of Bella Luna Toys at bellalunatoys.com. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and we're talking today with Sarah Baldwin from Bella Luna Toys, bellalunatoys.com, about natural play and natural toys. And before we get off the subject of storytelling, I want to say that in addition to the storytelling books, there are also storytelling cards. So a child could choose a card and tell a story, or choose a card and give it to a parent or an adult or another child and ask them to tell a story. I just, you know, Sarah, I want to be a child. I want to play with all these things. I want to play with all these things and spark my imagination. Wow. Okay. So, I also want to mention that some of the other toy categories are, art supplies, so that children learn drawing and writing and painting and modeling and crafts to help them learn skills like knitting and sewing, and some of the other toys have to do with playing things like cooking, and so there's a lot of skills that children learn while they're playing.
Yes, yeah, exactly. And I'm glad you mentioned the art and craft supplies and kits that we have. Another thing that's unique about Waldorf education is the emphasis on handwork, and all children starting in the early years learn to work with their fingers. Kindergartners will learn to do what we call finger knitting. It's kind of like making a crocheted chain by hand with their fingers. And what we know now, what all the recent research bears out, is how directly connected the fingertips are with the brain. And so by developing these fine motor skills, children are actually developing their brains and increasing their capacity for learning. And when children get to first grade, all children in a Waldorf school, boys and girls, will learn to knit with knitting needles. They later learn crochet and embroidery. By sixth grade, they are sewing and learning to use a sewing machine. But these just aren't artistic activities. These are learning activities, and as I said, really helping their brain development, as well as producing beautiful things with their hands, things they can give as gifts or use themselves. It's a wonderful thing. And
it's a useful skill in life that people should know how to do, things like sew a button on their shirt, at least.
Exactly, yes.
And that children should be learning how to cook and how to plant a garden and all of these things. And so it's giving children basic life skills while they're playing, instead of like sitting them down with a book and saying, now read this. It's the actual hands-on activity. And a lot of these toys are the things like a stove or a cash register or something like that, that is an object that is a toy for a real life skill.
Yes.
So, and they can play going to the store and learn how to count money and things like that. And
exactly.
Just
you bring up another good point. Children love, especially young children, their play is all imitation. And they love to imitate the world that they see around them. Young children love to imitate the work of adults. So as teachers, we're very conscious of what we say being worthy of imitation. What are the actions? What are the children seeing us do? And how are we doing them? Are we harried and stressed and as we do our daily work? Or can we, if we are calm and relaxed as we're preparing meals or cleaning or whatever the mundane tasks are, doing them consciously and with intention, knowing that the children around us will be imitating not just our actions but our mood as well.
Yes. So tell us about play silks. What do children do with play silks?
Play silks are
Well, first tell us what they are. I've seen them. I know what they are. But
yeah.
What are they?
They're just large squares of dyed silk in different colors, about 1 yard by 1 yard square. And these are played with in so many ways. Most Waldorf kindergarten classes will have a big basket of colored silks. And what do the children do with them? They use them as dress-up. They'll tie them on as a cape or a skirt or a veil, or they become wings, or you might tie it around your waist as a belt for a pirate sword. And they also use them as landscapes in their play. They'll take a green silk, and it will become green grass for little wooden horses. And a blue silk will become a pond or a lake, and a brown silk draped over some blocks becomes a mountain. And again, we talked earlier about materials that are nourishing to the senses, and the silk just feels so lovely to the skin and really fulfills that need of toys that are nourishing to the senses.
Yes. It feels so different than polyester.
Yes.
What else do we have? Seasonal toys. Tell us about some of the seasonal toys.
I always try to have a collection of things for the season because, again, in Waldorf education, the seasons are very important, and we talk a lot about rhythm, having a rhythm of the day, a rhythm of the week, and a rhythm of the year. And the rhythm of the year is the seasons. And a lot of this is how children in the early years are learning about the world and nature, which is kind of their science study, but celebrating festivals throughout the year, too, really is healthy for children. And, I mean, if you just think back to your own childhood and our, you know, our holidays through the year, it gives you a reference for the frame of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But also we can bring reverence and meaning to the seasons and to whatever holidays, whatever culture we're from. Children love ritual and celebration. And so at this time of year, we have some German wooden Advent figures, a spiral where you can light candles. Whether you celebrate solstice or Advent or Christmas or Hanukkah, they're all celebrations about light, bringing light into this darkest time of the year with the short days and the long nights and lighting candles. So all these different festivals from different traditions. A lot of them have to do with light this year. So we have this lovely wooden spiral that holds 24 candles that you can either count up leading to Christmas or whatever festival you celebrate. And at Easter, we'll have lots of springtime grass planting kits and natural egg dyeing kits and gardening things in the summer and so on.
How wonderful. So I want to make sure that my listeners know that in addition to all these unusual things, that there also are the usual things like wooden blocks and push-pull toys and puzzles and stuffed toys. And so you'll see some familiar things as well as some new and different things. Well, Sarah, our hour is almost up. It always goes by so fast, and what a magical hour this has been. I so appreciate you being here as a guest. Is there anything else that you would like to say before we end?
Oh, I just want to thank you so much, Deborah. Thank you for your interest. I'm glad you discovered Bella Luna Toys, and I really appreciate your enthusiasm and interest and everything you're doing to promote green and healthy living.
Thank you. Thank you. So I want to say that this is just one example of how that what we're doing here is not just to be not toxic, but to show that there are whole other worlds that are on the other side of being toxic, that it's not just about having things be exactly the same but in a non-toxic version, but there are other ideas and other ways of being that I think are wonderful that I've incorporated into my life over the years. And being closer to nature is one of those. But we also need to remember that if we're using toxic products in our home, they're getting into nature and destroying nature. So it's not just about being aware of nature, it's about looking at how our actions affect the natural world and continuing to have it there for all of life as well as ourselves. So to learn more about Toxic Free Talk Radio, you can go to toxicfreetalkradio.com. You can listen to this show again. You can tell your friends about Toxic Free Talk Radio. You can listen to any of the shows that I've done. More than 100 of them are archived. You can also go to the navigation bar at the top of the page and find out more about all different aspects of living less toxically. If you click on shop, it'll take you to other websites that have products, non-toxic products that would be suitable for our holiday gifts. And we'll be back tomorrow with more of Toxic Free Talk Radio.